piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the food guys.
Soup is a great topic. In the summertime, lots of people like cold soups like gazpacho and others.
Mm-hmm.
But probably when you hear the word soup, you think a nice hot tomato soup.
Fall day. And
tomato soup is like one of the classics.
It is.
Chicken soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
There's lots of things to do with soups, particularly with those winter vegetables.
And leek and potato soup is probably the classic. If you use leeks as a starting point, there are all kinds of other vegetables you can add to it. And then if you want to add some meat to it as well, fine. Leeks and celery are really good together.
I like the leek soup. People make leek soup with butter, and you don't brown it.
No.
But onion soup has to be browned.
First of all, you have to cook the onions really a long time.
Yes.
Over medium heat till they've shriveled down to practically nothing.
You started out with so many onions.
Yes, then you've concentrated them down and they've caramelized and they have this amazing flavor.
Yeah.
What you really need for a great onion soup is a great beef stock, which, of course, you would make yourself.
Yes.
And we've talked recently about that. And that's pretty much what it is. It's beef stock and the caramelized onions.
Yeah.
You can add cheese to it, slices of bread floating on top. It's a glorious thing.
Yes. How about beans, though?
I love beans. There's so many different kinds of beans.
Yes, there are.
If you're going to do a bean soup and you're going to do different beans in it, you better check on the cooking times of each of your beans, because I've seen bags in the store, 11 bean soup.
Oh, yeah.
It's got these white navy beans. And then you've got lentils in there. Well, lentils will cook in 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're
going to disappear. Those white beans are going to need hours. So if you're going to do beans, I would concentrate on the beans themselves, because chances are if you have a kidney bean and a navy bean and a dried garbanzo, for example, that maybe those will cook in about the same amount of time.
Yeah.
But it's only your experience that's going to tell you what to put together in a bean soup. Now, there's grains also you can add. Like farro is a wonderful grain. Farro is an ancient form of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a pearled farro, which means that the outside has been taken off, the farro will cook in about 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
If it hasn't, then you're going to need to soak it overnight and then cook it.
That soaking overnight is an interesting prospect. You used to just do it automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's been second thoughts about it.
I would put the beans in a pot with water. I would bring it to a boil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd let it sit for an hour and drain it, and then it's ready to be cooked.
That's my thinking, particularly.
Yeah. It saves time.
And there's other grains that you were mentioning, farro. There's like barley.
Barley is great.
Barley has a wonderful flavor.
And it goes very well with mushrooms, and it goes very well with beef. Barley must have an umami all of its own. The umami, the fifth taste.
Yeah, I think it does too.
And the cream of mushroom soup is so delicious.
Cream of mushroom is a wonderful soup.
And there's broccoli. Broccoli is always wonderful.
Broccoli is very good. There's many vegetables that work out very well in there.
I'll tell you what I did recently, and it was so easy, John. I cut up a quantity of broccoli and a quantity of cauliflower, because that's what we had. I put it in a big pot and added water to cover the vegetables. I cooked it maybe for 20 to 30 minutes until the veggies were totally tender. Then I put it into my blender. I pureed it until it was smooth. Then I added some salt and pepper to it, and that was all.
And that's enough.
That's all. I didn't do any kind of sautéing first or adding any onion or anything extraneous. It was the broccoli and the cauliflower, water, or you could use stock, and then salt and pepper, and that was it, and it was terrific.
I also want to bring up the topic of fish soups. If you have something like salmon or halibut, which are not tough exactly.
They'll poach in the liquid in a few minutes. But you need a flavored liquid. You can either make your own fish stock. If you don't have that, buy some bottled clam juice. Don't add any more salt. It's going to be quite salty.
There's bouillabaisse, but generally think of those in terms of stews. We'll deal with those another time.
Yes.
In the meantime, we advise you to come back for the food guys. Da 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 da